Hello, Audio Boo. It's Pawari here. It's the 9th of August and it's a Thursday. First thing in the morning, Boo. We're just about to go out, probably to Robin Hill today. I just wanted to reply to Thermal Satsuma, Will K, and R2UK, who have all passed some brilliant boos about iPad games and Kingdom Rush in particular. I just wanted to say to Thermal Satsuma and Will K, thank you. That is brilliant, the detail you went into about strategy. Excuse me. We have had tears and tantrums over this game, so any advice, much appreciated. And Thermal Satsuma, I completely missed the whole heroes thing and the fact that you could reset all the points. I kind of looked at the heroes, saw there were 15 stars, thought, oh, they can't be used until much later in the game, and then completely forgotten about them. It also passed me by that there was bits other than the campaign, so I've gone back and I'm starting to do the challenges and Iron Fist things to try and get some more points, because where I'm stuck, and like my eldest son, I'm stuck on the, I think it's the first map after the ice levels. When you've got those necromancers popping up and having loads of skeletons, and I'm really struggling with that. And I have realised since listening to your boos, I'm not using enough soldiers on my maps. I'm trying to go for lots and lots of damage, and that's clearly not what I need to do. I need to slow them down a lot more. So thanks for that. Much appreciated. Got some few more things to try. That's brilliant. R2UK, no, I hadn't forgotten about Where's My Water, and I do like it. I have downloaded it, and the Where's My Perry version, but it's just, it's one of those things that's great for if you've got 5 minutes to waste while you're waiting for somebody or somewhere, but it's not something that's really my thing to sit down and really get absorbed in for hours at a time when the weather's not that great or you're just being lazy, like me. The strategy of Kingdoms Rush is such that we can all discuss it and talk about it and get really, really involved with it. And that's the kind of game that really sort of works for us. So, yes, I do like it, but it's kind of relegated into the Angry Birds and... what was the one with the little monster that ate the sweets? That one. It kind of relegated into that category for me. It's great for sort of 5 minutes, do a couple of levels, but not really for a sit down and spend hours over. So sorry about that. It is a good game, and I would recommend it. And it's not an expensive game either, but not something that really absorbs me. So there you go. Not much else to report. We had a lazy day yesterday. We're hopefully going out to Robin Hill today. We already bought a joint ticket with Black Gang Chine, so hopefully a cheaper day today. Money we've already spent, that's the plan. So the weather is looking a bit grey, but according to the weather forecast, it is supposed to cheer up very soon. So hopefully a nice sunny day. And I hope it's sunny for you where you are. And I hope you're having a lovely Thursday. Take care all. Bye.